Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. You heard there from Fox News, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem hospitalized after allergic reaction, transported to the hospital out of abundance of caution. Well, you see those things pop up on social media and you think the worst there for a moment. What is going on? What could have happened? And then, maybe she ate something she wasn't supposed to eat. I've had that happen before. I go to a fast food place. I remember that happened to me once at a roast beef sandwich. And whatever happened, it hit me. And I'm not allergic to anything as far as I know. And I ate it and I broke out. And ever since then, it's never happened to me before. It never happened to me after. It was one of those weird things. So when you're Homeland Security Secretary, you take that very seriously and you make sure she's okay. Take every precaution. Joining us now is someone that's with Hot Air, also host of Dwayne's World Podcast, producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show, Dwayne Patterson. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Glad to be here, Ryan. You lose more Homeland Security secretaries that way, don't you?
When you're not taking proper care.
When you eat bad fish or something.
Oh man, you got to be so careful. Who knows what was the deal there? But I guess we'll have to keep up with it. You know, it's kind of cool to be in the world of a producer, and it sounds like you're pretty busy doing podcasts, things like that, in the world today. Can I play a clip from Hugh Hewitt and get your reaction to it?
You bet.
Let me do that.
Here's Israel has unleashed a shock and awe campaign, the likes of which Iran has never experienced. President Trump has allowed this to happen. He greenlit this. He was masterful in his ambiguity last week, though he dropped a few breadcrumbs if people were paying attention along the course of last week, indicating he thought the negotiations were going to fail. He gave Iran 60 days. He said it again and again. Those two men, Netanyahu and Trump, have arranged for Iran to feel jolts of the sort they have never felt before, and Israel has methodically reduced all the threats, and now they're going to reduce the threat from Iran.
Okay, so before I get your reaction to that, you are the producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show. When something like this happens between Israel and Iran, and you're trying to get a show ready, do you think to yourself, well, that show's booked. I don't have to do anything. I know exactly what we're going to do for the next few hours.
No, you're at that point, you're already figuring out what to scramble. You're already figuring out what to scrap and what to go with next, because you got to chase the dragon, right? You have to stay on the news, and you have to try to anticipate what's going to happen coming up. So, no, nothing's ever set in concrete. You can think you've got 10 guests booked in a 3-hour show in 15 segments, and that's all well and fine. And they may think they know what they're going to talk about, but that's not necessarily where the news cycle goes.
That's how it works. So back to the clip, this historic moment, looking at kind of this crossroad. I mean, could be a landmark moment for Donald Trump in the next few days, depending on how this shakes up. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, and I've got, you know, I am certainly not in the National Security Council. I am not in the White House. I am not in the Situation Room. I am not privy to anything going on. I can just tell you Spidey sense. My Spidey sense tells me that before all of us reconvene in our own platforms tomorrow, I think Fordo's going to be toast. I think that mountain range that Fordo sits in the middle of is going to have a little lower elevation tomorrow. I think we're going to hit it tonight. I think,
wow.
I think I think we're going to hit it. And well, it has to be done. It has to be done.
Well, they're saying get out. Normally you give at least a few days if you're telling people to get out, right?
Well, I mean, that's different. That was for Tehran. This is not the Fordo range I'm talking about. This is not the nuclear facility. In Tehran, he told everybody to get the hell out, and it's good that they did, because I'm looking at images right now that are less than an hour old, and it looks like half of Tehran is on fire right now. I mean, they are getting carpet bombed. It's starting to look like Dresden over there.
You know, what was that old Monty Python skit where they, like, chop his arms off and his legs off, and, you know, it's just a flesh wound. That's Iran right now. Like, they've lost their arms, they've lost their legs, and they're at the mercy still trash-talking it. At some point, they have to realize the reality and the weight of the situation. Do you think they will, or do you think it's going to take taking out that strategic site?
No. The problem that I think we in the West collectively have always made the mistake of when it comes to a lot of theocratic radicals like the Shia in Iran, and in the past to some Sunnis that were a radical strain of Sunni Islam, not all of Islam, but just a radical strain of them. The people in Iran that are running the country that believe in this 12 hidden imam stuff, you know, the crazy cultists that are running the country. If that's what they believe, then we in the West make a mistake of assuming that they're going to be rational. Well, clearly they're going to see things rationally and see that they're beat. No, I can't assume that with them, because their belief system is when everything's on fire and everything is under complete chaos, their religious belief is that that's when the well opens up and here comes their little hidden imam. And if that's truly what they believe, one, that's not rational, and two, you can't blow them to smithereens and expect them to say, okay, I guess I was wrong. That's not how they work.
So there's a few things that you don't realize until you see in practice. And I understood the capabilities of Israel, and I knew the defense capabilities because of the dome. But when you see them on the offensive and put Iran to their knees, and they're able to do that without the United States directly coming in and helping them, I was blown away, no pun intended, to the sense that they were able to strategically handle it up until this exact moment. And I'm thinking we might not even have to get involved. They might be able to take care of all of this.
Well, you see, that's the thing. I think they probably can. It is a choice right now of whether it is an easy of a turkey shoot as you could possibly imagine in a war for Donald Trump to take the shot with the bunker busters and take out Fordo, because there is no defenses within Iran. They are a sitting duck waiting to be hit. The thing about Israel's capabilities, and that's the other thing that we make a mistake of, is we constantly underestimate the capabilities of Israel. And what focuses the mind of Israelis more than anything else is something that we don't live under, which is the threat of extermination every single day of their life, right? I mean, they're constantly under threat. That tends to focus the mind to accomplish things that could only be, that's just fantasy. That's fiction. There's no way that's going to happen. I have no doubt that if we chose not to get involved, Fordo would still disappear. I think what would happen is they would surround the area. They would take out any surface personnel there and any defenses around it. I'm sure they can penetrate and get inside that compound with human assets. And my guess is they could plant enough explosives in there, do the Mission Impossible stunt, and implode the thing from the inside, and just bury the whole complex under that mountain. I'm sure they've got the plan in place to be able to do that, and they are asking Donald Trump, do you want to spike the ball one last time? And Trump's deciding whether or not to do that in order to send a message to rogue actors like in North Korea, or to signal to China that we're not going to mess around. I mean, there's I can see both ways this playing out, but I do not see this extending out over the next month or two. I think you're going to see you're going to see something pretty big tonight. It's just a hunch I have. Nothing else to go on.
Wow. Dwayne Patterson joining us, host of Dwayne's World Podcast and producer of the Hugh Hewitt Show, has one of the best Twitter handles, Radio Blogger, which is, you must have been an early adopter of Twitter to grab a great Twitter handle like that, or X now, I should say.
2004 maybe? I think I got
that. You did good. You did really good. But let's look at what happened with Afghanistan and the kind of Iraq and some of the different worries is when you create this, what do they say? You create a vacuum and then all these other bad actors rush back in and just take the place and, you know, yep. Say goodbye to the old boss, same as the new boss, whatever that who line is from that song, won't get fooled again. But when, yep. what do we do to make sure this doesn't happen in Iran? This is all for naught. Well, how do we make sure that, you know, one of the terrorist cells that they've been supporting doesn't just pop in and assume control?
Okay. Fair enough point, and I'll accept your premise. Now, with that premise, we have to accept my premise, which is if we do nothing, if Israel would have done nothing, Iran's got a nuke in a week, and they may have nine within a month, right? And they're crazy enough to use them, right? That's the idea, right? So if that's the assumption going in, and we do nothing, then it's not a healthy conclusion to say we should just leave things alone and let the Iranians take care of it themselves if they really want to create a revolution and do it. I'm not willing to accept the risk to the rest of the world, to both the little Satan of Israel and to the great Satan that is the United States. They would have wiped out half of Europe. Wherever those bombs on whatever rocket they could have put them on, as far as they could have flung them, they would have done so. And so I'm not willing to accept the premise that we could do nothing. So now if you're going to make that choice by overthrowing them, overthrowing the regime, can you imagine something worse than a crazy person with nine nuclear weapons willing to blow up the rest of the world to bring about their hidden imam? I think that you don't get worse than the situation we have right now. Could you have a bunch of civil war and different factions and tribes within Iran fighting it out for a few years? Yes. But if all the nuclear material is destroyed, they're boxed in, contained, let them fight it out. I don't care.
Well, let's go back to something you were saying. You really think they're that close to weaponizing and creating the bomb?
Yes.
Do you think that's the motivation of why Israel moved the way they did, or do you think there was different motivations?
No. You see, one of the reasons why, let's go back to something you said at the start of this, which is you were surprised at how thorough and pinpoint and precision Israel's response was, right?
Yeah, I didn't give them enough credit. I honestly didn't.
Why do you think they had that ability?
Well, I mean, cooperation with the United States to be able to help supply them with the ability to do that, I think.
They had more
critical
assets on the ground inside Iran to be able to paint and paint targets and give real-time stats than Iran has anywhere else in the world. Israel had so penetrated the Iranian infrastructure and the Iranian chain of events and command and control that Israel knew exactly what to hit, where to hit, down to the half meter because of the intel they had on the ground there. So, I think that if they've got that kind of penetration to be able to understand what's going on in that country, when Israel tells the world that the reason we had to act this week is because they had finally enriched enough material and they were actively trying to build the detonators and assemble the final process, they were maybe a week away from having the first workable bomb. They were no more than 30 days from having at least nine.
Wow.
Time was up. And if they've got that kind of intel, I trust that intel based upon what I saw their intel provide them with strike capabilities. Does that make sense to you?
What if we get lucky and in a rush for them to try to finish this project, they blow themselves up?
Who they?
Iran. Wouldn't it just be great? Just do it to themselves in a rush to try to beat time.
Oh, sure. That would be the best thing. That would be the best thing ever. But I think that Israel acted in just enough time, because if they would have had a working bomb, my guess is they would have tried to put it on one of those warheads already.
Oh,
and
sure.
You would have seen something try to come over even on Saturday night when they had, you know, hundreds of missiles in a barrage come in different ways. You would have seen something nastier hit than what hit.
Yep.
But we couldn't wait.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, time was up. You just couldn't wait.
So if people wanted to...
Besides that, Trump gave a red line, right? He said 60 days.
Oh, yeah. They've well overstayed that. And I don't think there was any expectation they would actually move within those 60 days. They never would. I mean, historically speaking, why would you even bother trying to negotiate or work with them when you know exactly what's going to happen? I think you could learn a thing or two. Unfortunately, Barack Obama didn't, but I think Donald Trump knows better. So if people wanted to find you online and some of the things that you're doing, where can they go?
They can go to DuaneWorld.com, DuaneWorld.com. That's the home of the podcast, Duane's World. I've got links to my hot air columns through there, and you can link back to my work on the Hugh Hewitt Show, which is what I do in my day job. So my hobby is my day job. It's my life. This is the life we've chosen.
And you have a fantastic Twitter handle at Radio Blogger, DuaneWorld.com. Duane Patterson, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis. I really enjoyed the conversation.
You got it. Thanks, Ryan.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere on 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. We're going to groove tonight indeed. I wonder what they mean by that. Is there another meaning possibly? If you want to find me online at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, we can always follow each other there. So we know and have probably seen at least some video of what happened to Senator Alex Padilla in California. And let me just kind of tell you what I saw in the video. You have Noam that is conducting a press conference. And with it, you have a person walk in not necessarily in the attire that you think official duty of a senator would be, unless you're, I know, dressed up more than John Fetterman, but still walks in, starts shouting some things, asks to stop. They don't know. It's confusing. Why? Who's this person that walked in? And it's already tense because of everything that's going on. So they ask him to leave. He resists and try to push through Secret Service and security that was there. And when he resists and tries to push through them, they force him out of the room because now he's a security risk. Continues to try to fight and resist, and then they cuff him and get him out of there. Now, he comes out, and he's a martyr for the Democrat Party. He really made it sound like he was, you know, a civil rights leader that was just handcuffed. And with all of that, we're getting more people that were in the room and talking about the confusion with it. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans was in that room. Let's hear what he says about it.
He indicated that he didn't identify himself and that people who want to ask a question should identify themselves before making a move toward the podium. I'm really not surprised that they responded in the way that they did when someone is making a unexpected, rapid move towards the podium where the DHS secretary is speaking.
This is a, what did you think was going to happen? And that's exactly what happened. If you're in the official capacity, you're talking about a pretty high ranking member of the government, and you want to rush to them, not identify yourself as a senator. You don't have the identification tag on you, by the way. You're not dressed in a way that made it look like you're there in official business. You start shouting things like a protester. And we know what happens when you're protesting out on the streets in Los Angeles. Not always a great combination for all these things to happen at the same time. And then on top of that, as opposed to standing down, you try to push through and fight with security and Secret Service. Bad move. So I think a lot of people in the room realize that probably was trying to set himself up to be some sort of political martyr here. And I think a lot of people are seeing through it. I see some of the headlines here. Recounting his removal, holding back tears, emotional. And it says Senate Democrats want Noem to testify after he was pushed and handcuffed. All right. So that's where that stands, just in case. You want to talk about someone else that did not like getting roughed up? Terry Bradshaw was in Missouri, and he was at the Springfield Branson National Airport, Missouri, 76 years old, did not like having to take off his shoes, was not happy with the way TSA agents were treating him there. It did not amuse Bradshaw. The person who was traveling with was able to catch a picture of him on camera while he was getting screened by TSA, and he's looking at this person. Okay, he's Terry Bradshaw. He's in Branson, Missouri. You're going to stand out. There's not a ton of celebrities, particular ones that are on TV every day and have been in the celebrity limelight for decades, that is going to make their way through there. So people are going to take notice. And if you're getting frustrated with TSA, getting pat downs, taking off your shoes, getting your luggage checked, unpacked, looked at, he thought it was ridiculous. He was telling them he thought it was ridiculous. And sure, it is ridiculous. I think we can all agree if it was happening to you at an airport, you wouldn't like it either. But you don't have to be a jerk about it, all right? And then on top of that, someone takes your picture, posts it on the internet. I wonder if the Fox broadcasts are going to show that. Probably not. That'll be off limits. All right, we're gonna take a break and come back after the news. As an investigative journalist with Alpha News and a producer of the documentary Fall of Minneapolis, the latest on the political assassinations with Liz Collin joining us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Have another half hour with you here, a little under. Sue, can I share something with you real quick before we go to our guest? I'm getting updates, text messages from my wife.
Of course.
So my son is 10. He plays in a third and fourth grader league. So he's in fourth grade baseball. And they're playing baseball. It's the tournament. So it's a double loss tournament, double elimination, rather, I should say. And they got a win last game. So they don't have any losses yet, which is good. My son got a run, which was very good. So I'm getting
this
updates
is great.
As we speak. And as soon as the show's over, I get to run out there and hopefully see him win after this. Like, it's a beautiful day, at least here. It's a hot one, but good day for baseball.
That's exciting. That's really great.
Joining us now is an investigative journalist with Alpha News and producer of the documentary Fall of Minneapolis, Liz Collin. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Yes, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
There's a lot going on in Minnesota right now, and I'm sure a lot of people were on edge for a couple of days when that manhunt was going on, maybe a little bit of relief when they found him, but then just as scared when they realized that list was long and the possibilities of what really could have happened sunk into a lot of lawmakers there. So how are people feeling about it now?
Yeah, you're right. Certainly a chaotic, sad weekend with the deaths of the former House Speaker, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, Mark, critically injured in all of this, too, Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. And we are learning more just about the horrific attacks. This man, Vance Bolter is his name, a 57-year-old man from the Green Isle, Minnesota area, just about an hour outside of Minneapolis. He's now been federally charged with these crimes, but he shows up at their door, you know, in the middle of the night. This starts with Senator Hoffman, his home in Champlin, dressed as a police officer. He's got a body armor
weird
on.
Mask.
You know, flashlight saying, you know, police open up, you know, and they're shot. And then this confrontation that happens at Hortman's home just about 90 minutes later or so. We've also learned he made two other stops, a couple of other lawmakers that were not home or did not answer when he came. And you know, we have obtained through our sources this, you know, so-called hit list. But there's a list of about 60 people in total on it. And some ramblings found in his vehicle and stuff. But still a lot of questions about what went on and how long he'd been plotting this and really his intention behind it as well.
Right. So are people rooting for the death penalty in this case?
You know, that was asked yesterday of Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. He said it's something that's still on the table and being considered. You know, a lot of was made, you know, in these days, it seems like everybody has to pick a political side. This guy's obviously a monster more than anything. Did it have something to do with his abortion stance? We know some Planned Parenthood addresses were on this list. And this list was all Democrats, but it's really just unclear. Even Acting U.S. Attorney Thompson yesterday said that it's really unclear. This isn't some sort of you know, Unabomber manifesto. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, very, very random, it seems, and just not really well documented. And it seems like he perhaps will be somebody who is going to talk and they'll learn more.
Right. I saw online and I was reading that Minnesota, one of the states, and some other states do this, when you go to the lawmaker's government page, some of them will put their home addresses on there. And now they're revisiting this whole idea. Maybe it's not the best idea to have this information publicly available. We've come a long way from like the 1960s when information was in the phone book and, you know, you can call up someone at random and they were welcoming. A whole different world with something like that today. A lot of things have changed. What in this story has surprised you? Because there's been a lot of things that surprised me. But has there been anything that surprised you?
Oh, I think pretty surprised, Ryan, that it even happened at all. I mean, this is, you know, absolutely horrific. Just the sequence of events, he'd been plotting this for such a long time. It seemed like we have been in touch with some neighbors in the area. He'd been renting a room for the last couple of years in Minneapolis, which again is about an hour from the home he had with his wife and five children. And he would stay at this address a couple times a week and had weird hours. People in the neighborhood thought he was a detective. He would drive these squad looking cars. He had a security company. Things had not been going well financially for him, clearly. But it sounds like he'd been stalking some of these people and getting a sense of their movements. So that's some of the charges as well. And you had an alert police officer at Senator Hoffman's home who said, hey, somebody should go check on, you know, the former speaker's home, Melissa Hortman, because it's not that far away. And this is when police actually encounter him there before the attack, before they're killed. And he enters the residence and sadly kills Melissa and Mark and leaves through a back door and somehow is able to escape on foot. And then this manhunt ensues. So there are still questions. Did somebody help him? Did somebody get him from point A to point B? It sounds like the police think that somebody perhaps was assisting him, but they were not aware, you know, what was actually going on. He sent some very strange text messages to his wife at 6 a.m. So this would have been about 3 hours after the attack at the Hortman home. Dad went to war last night, one of them said, and then basically saying, there's going to be some people coming to the house armed and trigger happy. I don't want you guys around. And so then his wife is found shortly after a ways away from their home and has cash, passports and firearms on her. From what we understand, she's not in custody at this point. But again, still many questions there, I think, as well.
Lots of cash. It was like 10 grand or something.
Yeah.
So he shows up to court. And he says, well, I don't have any money, so I'm going to need a public defender. And he has assets. They made it sound like he has cars. They got the house. They had all this money laying around, apparently. So the intrigue kind of continues on if this part of the plan or not, because there's been mixed reports on this, if they believe he thought the end game was the end for him, or if he just thought he would be able to be a fugitive for long term. What do you think the end game was? What do you think his intention was if he wasn't caught there?
Well, it seems in a way, I mean, he drove back after the murders. He drove back to his home. So he somehow gets out of town in this Buick he buys from a guy at a bus stop. I mean, the whole thing is just absolutely crazy. Drives back to that area, ditches his car literally in a ditch, and then walks out into a farm field. And even when he's surrounded, it's actually a woman who spots him, and then he sort of ducks down, and there was a large law enforcement presence around that area at that point. But then he's actually kind of surrounded, and a drone is flying above him, and he kind of just gets up and raises his hands in the air and walks toward law enforcement. And basically identifies himself, and that was the end of this manhunt. So obviously that could have obviously been much, much worse. And, but just to turn himself in, but he left the car along the highway and left his cowboy hat along the highway, almost as if, you know, I'm here, come and get me type thing.
That's something else. This I'm here, come and get me. And now, you know, I don't know what kind of status he'll have. of course, there'll be a long court hearing. It seems like it takes years and years for something like this to play out, for them to get all the details, put the case together against this person. All of it is just so much. And I'll tell you that you've been through so much in Minneapolis and the destruction and people lighting buildings on fire. And I know you did a whole documentary about all of this, too. Don't you feel like you need a break? Like, can you just leave Minnesota alone for a little bit?
You know, this was all happening this weekend, and it's just horrific. It's somebody kind of has dubbed it the capital of chaos. That's what Minnesota has turned into. I'm from here. This is where I was, you know, born and raised, and sad. It's sad to see, because I think, yeah, you can peg it to the last 5-6 years. That's exactly what it has been: chaos and division, and it just seems to not be getting any better. And I wish we could point to some light at the end of the tunnel. But we need a lot of help here in Minnesota. No doubt about that.
You know, and here's something else, because you did a documentary, Fall of Minneapolis, and you look at a lot of the details of the George Floyd case and the aftermath and trying to dispel some of the narratives that were brought on mostly a national level and even on a local level, too, I guess. But you look at these things in a documentary, and then a big major event like this happens again in your home area. To me, I look at this and say, we know a lot of these details. I trust these details to be true. For someone like you, that investigative journalist, are you skeptical about everything? Are you finding that, don't jump the gun, be very careful of the things that you're believing right now, because you know that a lot will change between now and what we know a few years from now?
Yeah, it's a good question, Ryan, because it does seem nowadays, and this is exactly what happened even with the George Floyd riots, everybody sees things, it seems, through this political lens. And I just think that it's sad because reporters have kind of become that way as well. So they don't really ask questions. They don't seem to be critical thinkers. And our Minnesota media, I'm going to be honest, is absolutely horrendous. They interview this guy on the front steps of this North Minneapolis address and that Belter shared. It's a longtime friend, and he talks about he was a Trump supporter. So it's almost as if the story is just over for the mainstream media in Minnesota. Okay, this guy's a Trump supporter. That's why he did it. With no real evidence or anything nobody's almost looking into it anymore. It's just wild to me that this is how the media is.
Yeah, it's just the way it goes, I guess. And I don't know, it's not going to get any better. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to have some optimism, but just keep in mind, people are going to be going to their closest AI to get an update, and they're going to pull it from someone that didn't do their due diligence or cared to even tell the truth. And then they're going to accept that AI answer as the truth. And that's going to turn into journalism by itself. And that's not good. It's a bleak future, I think, unless there's more people like you out there, Liz.
Well, thank you for that, Ryan. But yeah, I agree. It is scary. There's a lot of, trust me, we see a lot of this stuff ourselves and check out a lot of things also, but we don't report, on half of it because so much of it just turns out to be not true. But sadly, a lot of times there's just this, and people are just believing these influencers and whatever they are on the interwebs these days. And we seem to not be as informed as citizens, of course, as we should be.
Yep. Liz Collin, by the way, if people wanted to look you up online or maybe some of the work that you're doing, where can they go?
It's at Liz Collin on X, LizCollin. And at Elsa News MN on X or elsanews.org. We kind of focus on Minnesota news. Sadly, there's never a lack of it, but we do some other things as well with a bigger national scope. But appreciate you having me on, Ryan. Thanks for the time.
You really don't have the accent I was expecting for someone that grew up in Minneapolis or Minnesota in that region, I guess.
Yeah, that movie Fargo gives us a bad rap, but yeah.
There's a charm to it. I don't think there's any bad to it. Liz Collin, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
And coming up after the break, we have ourselves the cut of the day, wrapping up the show. If there's anything else you need, feel free to send me a message. I'll be around at Ryan Recker on Twitter, filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, and we only got a couple minutes here, and I'm looking back at the disturbing notebook found in car. Minnesota lawmaker shooting suspect here. And I'm looking again at some of the screenshots that TMZ posted. And it has things like finding people. Here's the website. Need name, phone number, or address. Information. And then it shows, here's the sites that are free. Here's the ones that got a free trial. Here's the one that costs money. And then you can take it to the assessor's page. And then you can take it to this database. And then you can take it to this address. And he has all of these different means to like locate these people. It is just so bizarre. And they show pictures of inside the vehicle. And I didn't realize that he purchased this Buick of some dude at the bus stop and then used that as a getaway and literally dumped it in a ditch. So I'm looking at, he's got like a storage tote of guns and what look like gun soft cases. And he's got other things in his front, lights and what look like duct tape and stuff like that. It's really not all that good. This will be an interesting story to follow over the next year. All right, let's do the cut of the day.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, and this cut of the day is from Rand Paul. He's one of my favorites.
You know, I think the president's instincts on foreign policy and war are good. I think his instincts are restraint. I think his instincts are towards trying to find a diplomatic solution. He keeps mentioning in each of his statements that he's open to diplomacy.
He's open to diplomacy. And I think his instincts are good, and I really like Rand Paul. I think he is right on, and he's someone that is not afraid to go up against the grain when he realizes that the people that are just going along with the narrative are wrong, and he's not going to go along with it as well, so even when it's not popular. So it's good for him. You know, you got to trust the president's instincts, and you heard from some guests on the show today that this could be a real hairy week here. All right. I enjoyed spending the last couple of days with you. I think Mike Elam is filling tomorrow for Mark Reardon. Find me online at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. Enjoy the rest of your night on 97.1 FM Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.